dialogue. I heard them. Joshua chapter 2, verse 1, if you have your Bibles. Not going to be long. Biggest lie ever told by any preacher that's ever stepped in a pulpit. Amen. We're just going to be as long as the Lord would have us be. Joshua chapter 2, verse 1, it's been on my mind. I know there's some people sitting in the midst of the church this morning that need to hear this word. So if God's doing business with you, you do business with Him. Amen. If God deals with your heart, you run up here and you do business with Him. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I was sitting there thinking the whole time they were singing, I said, one of these preachers in here is going to let loose. I said, I won't have to preach today. Y'all can hold your water better than I can, amen? Y'all held it together. I'm kind of glad because I wanted to preach this. Y'all, are you there?
Yeah.
Joshua. You know it's the same name, right? Jesus and Yahshua, Joshua, same name. You know who Joshua is. He took up after Moses. Moses represented the law. Joshua represents grace. Moses could only take them so far. He could only take them to the place where they're going to cross over into the promised land. God can only, the law can only bring you to a place of understanding who God is. But Jesus takes you to a place where it's called a propitiation. Let's boil it down. I know it's a big word. Meeting place. It's a place where God can meet with you, a sinner, and can make an exchange. God. Where you can push your sin across the bargaining table to God, every wretched thing you've done. And He can take it and cast it as far as the east is to the west. He had put it behind Him. And then bestow on you all of His righteousness. A meeting place. That's who Joshua is. He took the place. We're going to go into the promised land, the place I promised you back in the days of your slavery. We're about to go in, but Moses can't take you. He can look at it, but can't touch it. Joshua can take you through. Golly. And Joshua, the son of Nun, sent out of Shittim, two men to spy out secretly, say, go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into a harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. Did I read that right? God sent two spies into a place and had them live with a harlot. Lodge with a harlot. Knocked on the door. I can't believe you're at my house. But I started thinking about Rahab's been hiding men for her whole career. You'll get that when you get home. Rahab's been hiding men in her place for a long, long time. She ain't ready yet. Some of y'all pretend like you're not ready to serve God. You're not qualified. You're not good enough. You ain't got your life together. God doesn't need you to have your life together. He needs you to be obedient to let Him in. When He comes knocking, you've got to open. You've got to let Him in despite of where you're at in life. Despite of who you are. Man, I thought about this. They could only went to certain places where they would have not got found out. God sent them to the worst one in town. Whew. Had them knock on the door. If they had knocked on anybody else's door, they had been given up. They had been exposed and probably put in prison or whatever the case, whatever the punishment would meet. But instead, God said, golly, I got somebody for you. I got somebody. Not I might have somebody. I got somebody for you who will keep you. Some of you keep thinking God ain't got enough for you. He can't handle your situation. So, well, I don't know if God can handle this. Some of y'all are sitting here right now going, I don't know if I can be a godly man. You don't have to figure out if you can be a godly man or not. Just come and ask God to make you one. Some of you are, I don't know if I can be a godly woman. You don't have to wonder. You have to come. She's standing at the door. I don't know if I can handle God being in the harlot's house. But I'm glad she didn't shut the door. I'm glad she didn't shut the door. Some of you in this room, you keep shutting the door on God. You won't let Him in. You keep trying to figure out what it's going to be like to be a godly person before you are a godly person. Some of y'all try to figure out what God can do before you let Him do. You keep keeping Him at arm's distance. You keep the door shut of your heart. You keep the door shut of your mind. And all He wants to do is come in and make it better, because your world's about to fall apart. Golly, I wish y'all let me preach in here. Your world's about to fall apart. Your world is falling apart. Your world's been falling apart for a long time. You're pretending like it's not falling apart. And all God wants to do is come in and say, don't trust in the things that you think about. Trust in Me. I want to come into your life. I want to make it better. I'm knocking for a reason. I'm not here to figure out what the enemy's doing. I'm here to save your soul. Rahab figured it out. She's standing there, look, I got a place for you. I love Rahab, don't you? Look what she does right here. It's one of the neatest things in the Bible. I'm not gonna tell you that I subscribe to it or say it's the right thing, but it's pretty cool. And it was verse 2, and it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there is men came in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they are become to search out our country, all the country. And the woman took the two men and hid them and said, there came unto me, come unto me, but I was not whence they were. She said, they came, but I don't know where they are. Lies. Lies. If you're a theologian, you run into some theologian, well, was God in that? Was God in the lying? Oh, deep theological moment right here. No, I think He's in the fact that He knew Rahab was in a transition period. She didn't know how to act. God, I wish we'd learn in the church know how to act. If Hollywood really wanted some good actors, they should come to the church. We're amazing. She wasn't acting. She was going on instinct. You know what? She was doing something that she had probably never done in her whole life. She was not saving her own soul. She was trying to save those spies. She was doing more danger by saying they're not there to herself than saying they were gone. When they said that they're not here, she was saying, now it's on me. Man, could you... I wish I could break this down. I wish I'd just slow down a little bit sometimes, James. But I can't. There's something in here, you know? But see, what happens is something's changing in her life and she didn't even know it. She probably couldn't even hear the words when they were coming out of her mouth. She probably was like, what in the world am I doing? I let them in, that's one thing. I let God in, that's one thing. But I hope somebody comes by here and rids me of this problem. I know what I'll do. I'll just turn them right in. God, is that pretty good? It's a part way. And when they come knocking, are they here? Well, if I want to save myself. If I want to save myself, I probably better tell them. I better let them know. They're not here. I was like, what am I doing? What am I doing? Have you ever done something when you got saved that you had never done in your own self? About 100 million things. Amen. April's sitting there smiling. I'm about to. Amen. I'm about to. Amen. I get that, amen, because guess what? When God tells you to do something, God, pray. He'll say, save yourself. Spirit of God says, save others. Take care of yourself. Spirit of God, take care of others. Think about you. Think about them. She's shutting the door. Oh, my gosh. Lord, you better be big. You better be amazing. If not, we're all dead. I got to thinking about where she put the spies at, up in the flax. Took them up on the roof, laid them under the flax. If you don't know what that is, she, oh God, I can't preach this in here. We'll get in trouble. Savannah, go warm the car up, amen. Listen, what happens is, praise God, their linens. What she takes that flax and she lays it out in the sun and it bleaches it out and it turns it white and then she makes it into a fine linen. In a harlot's house. Golly, y'all can't even handle that. Did y'all get what I just said? I can't say it any plainer. The sheets. She needs sheets on a regular basis. And get godly man laying up in the sheets. Man, this is weird, brother. Yes, brother, it is weird. But we're doing what God said, and if we do like what God says, He's going to put us in some crazy places. Golly, I wish y'all could handle that. I'm kicking the tires of somebody in here. Some of y'all sitting here going like, I can't believe God's got me over here. I can't believe He's got me doing this. I can't believe He's asking me. Guess why? God wants you. He don't want you to be comfortable. He wants you to be obedient. He don't want you to live your life the way you want to live it. He's not an A to B God. He don't take you from point A to point B. Matter of fact, sometimes He'll go to A to Z and then take you back to A again. Oh, preach. Why are the spies there in the first place? Aren't you glad that God's a do-over God? I would have said second chance God, but some of you in here, as soon as you say that, they, oh, I remember another. Listen, He's a do-over God. He's a do-over God. He's a God that will give you a do-over. Anybody here need a do-over? Maybe need one today? Wouldn't mind just doing life over again? God, just give me another chance at it. Guess what? About 40 years ago, God got about 24 spies. And said, go over Jericho and spy out the land. Y'all, can you handle this good stuff? Check this out. Send 24 of them. Go into the land and tell us what you see. 24 of them went in. 22 of them came back and said, this ain't the place. They're like giants, we're like grasshoppers. We can't, what? Two of them came back with grapes. James, this is sick. Grapes. Over their shoulder. Go to Walmart and get you some grapes over the shoulder. Yeah, that ain't going to happen. Amen? They got one cluster of grapes they had to put on a rail, and the two of them, one on shoulder, one behind. God! Does anything ever get y'all going? Can I do that? Johnny, can I do this? Can I do this for you? Watch this. See, that's the promised land. They came out of Egypt. My Egypt was my sin life. My wilderness is this world. When I come into heaven, it's better than I can imagine. It's got a... See, when they went in there, he said, hey, get a cluster of grapes. He says, those grapes or those watermelons? Where they're purple and green and they're on a vine. Those are grapes. He said, man, you got to get a bunch of those. Well, we can't get a bunch, just get one cluster, throw it over our shoulder and bring it back. But then when they came back, they said something about the land. The land's really not that good. The land's really not that good. Where'd you find those? Oh, don't be fooled, that's just one cluster. God's better than you can imagine. You know He is. Some of y'all say, God ain't that good. Yeah, He is. He's better than you can imagine. The fruit's there. You've seen it in other people's lives. You've seen people get forgiven. You've seen people get changed. The fruit's there. But you keep lying and saying, oh, it ain't that good over there in the church. It ain't that good with God. It ain't really that good. Oh, yeah, it is. Oh, come and dine, come and see. Amen? 22 of them came back. Oh, this is good. 22 of them went over, 22 of them came back, 24 went, 22 came back, said, no good, two. Great, let's go. Huh? Joshua and Caleb. It'd do me wrong to preach a whole message on Caleb, but Caleb waited 80 years to get his mountain. Joshua was the other, he's the leader. A whole other generation. God didn't send 24 into the promised land, He sent two. Two, just two.
He goes, I want you to go in, not to spy out what the enemy's doing, not to go in to see if we can take them or not. I want you to go in and hear the recount. I want you to hear what the enemy thought about you when you came. Amen? Y'all good? Can y'all stay with me? Oh, it's a long service, preacher. God, just take the night off. Amen? Listen to this. But she brought them, verse 7, and the men pursued after them by the way of Jordan unto the fords. As soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. Now, y'all ready? Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready? My goodness, I'm preaching better and louder than you are, and you outnumber me. Y'all ready? Yeah. There was four more of you. Good job. Listen, the Lord. I flipped a page when I was running. Bear with me. Amen. Y'all look at verse 9. Y'all got a Bible open? Look at verse 9. Y'all ready? Yeah. Check this out. And she said unto the men. Y'all ready? I know. We could stop right there, couldn't we? I know. Do you know? If you know Jesus, it changes everything. If you know Jesus, you don't say the word if anymore. If you know Jesus, you don't say if no more. If you're gone, that's the anthem of hell. I guarantee you, if there's a placard or one of them banners that goes over the entrance of hell, it'll be if. Everybody in the Bible said they were of the devil or talking for him. If you're God, get us out of this. If you're God, do this. If you're God. I don't say if you're God. I say God, I know. I know who you are. Every devil in hell knows who you are. I know who you are. I ain't worried about if you're God. You do your plan. This is what I want. If you don't do it my way, I get it. It ain't about me. God, I know that the Lord hath given you the land and that your terror is fallen upon us. That's good, ain't it? When your enemy has a terror fallen upon them because God and what He's doing in your life. Some of y'all are living like you're the victim and you're going under and you're dying. If you're saved, you're going to heaven. You're the winner. Amen, preacher, that's great. And that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. Okay, y'all ain't getting it yet. Maybe I'll keep preaching. For verse 10, y'all ready? You ready? Verse 10, listen. For we have heard, huh? For we have what? Heard. Yeah, this about to blow your socks off. Watch this. For we have heard how the Lord hath dried up the water of the Red Sea for you. What? What? Have y'all got that yet? What did she tell them about? How they got delivered by the Red Sea 40 years ago. When they first came into the promised land 40 years ago, they came in and spied it out. The people of Jericho heard. Y'all ain't got that yet. They've been running and were scared of something 40 years that was afraid of them when they first went in. You won't go in with God because you're afraid, but the enemy, Satan, his demons, every wicked thing that's against you has melted away already. You're just not aware of it and you're afraid of it. Golly, do y'all get that? God didn't send these spies in there to spy out the enemy camp. He sent them in there to tell them how the enemy seen them 40 years ago. That's how the enemy sees us. He don't go, oh man, I'm glad the children of God are here. We're going to wear them out big time. They go, oh no, we're destroyed. We don't have a chance. We're going to lose the battle. God's fighting for them. The God Jehovah's fighting for them. But guess what? They came back with a bad report, and for 40 years, they went around and around and up and down through the driest places in the world because they thought the enemy was greater than them and greater than God. God let them. God let them. You see me all right now are going around and around with yourself and up and down with yourself and in very dry places. Because you should have surrendered to God a long time ago. But you wouldn't. Amen? But you wouldn't. Now you're running from an enemy that doesn't exist, but it's building up some really big walls. I'm taking liberty here. I really don't know if this is theologically sound, but I'm going to step all over it. Amen? I wonder if that's when Jericho decided 40 years ago to start building the walls a little bigger and a little thicker. Amen? We got to build our walls big and thick, and we got to keep that out if God ever gets in here. It'll change our, it'll knock us down to nothing. It'll end who we are. So let's build these walls. Let's build them big. Let's build them thick. That way God won't be able to get in here. And if He does, maybe we'll spare us a little time. No. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Y'all hear what I'm saying? Rick, you hearing me? You know what he said? You could have destroyed them 40 years ago. But now when you see it, it's going to look like a bigger problem to you than it really is. Amen? Some of y'all, you tried to avoid it. You got married to avoid it. You had kids to avoid it. You got a job to avoid it. You ran around. You've done everything. You've done dope. You've got high. You've slept around. You've done everything you could to get away from it, avoid it. You spent some long days running. And when you come back, you're like, look at the walls. They're huge. I don't think we can break in there. God says, you ain't got to break in there. I'm going to break out there. Amen? But you know what? I've been reading and studying. Imagine this. I've been reading and studying. You know what? You know what God did to the children of Israel right before they went to the walls of Jericho? Before He had them march around? Y'all ain't going to believe this. It's in your Bible. Please go read it. He had them circumcised. He had all the warriors, all the men circumcised because since they were in Egypt, they had not been circumcised. Right before He brings them to Jericho, the chapter 4 of Jericho, He has them circumcised. He says, we're going to go up to the walls of Jericho. I bet some of them soldiers were saying like, hey, God, hey, Joshua, I'm just saying, if you could give us a week, it's in the Bible. I'm preaching it to you. Because see, some of y'all are going to run into that old demon, that old devil, that old fear again. And guess what? You're going to come out and you're going to look like you're insignificant and weak and can't handle the battle because God's cut you. And they come up to the walls of Jericho and they're waiting for we're going to charge. We're going to go in and kill them. No, God said, just walk around. Just make godly. I'm preaching, James. You better act like it. Listen, He said, hey, make a lap and sit down. James, this is so good. They made a lap, playing the trumpet, worshiping, and then they sat down. Get it? Whew. Woo! Thank you for the sit down, Lord. Oh, come on. They couldn't beat that. There is no way they can get over that wall or get through that wall or even face an enemy because God has weakened them. He weakened them in front of the thing that they couldn't beat 40 years ago. Now they're older, and even the young ones have been put in a weakened state. Day 2, walk around, sit down.
Amen.
Day 3, walk around, sit down. Day 4, walk around, sit down. Day 5, walk around, 6, walk around. This time 7, hey! I think it's been a week. I feel pretty good. When we go around this time, we're going to go around that wall. This will make 13 or 14 laps today. We're going to make some extra laps. About 6 of them, I think. When we get down there to the round, when we get that last lap, this time I don't want you to sit down. I want you to shout.
Yeah, amen.
I could have preached a message called When You Get Your Shout Back. When You Get Your Shout Back. Praise God, you better shout when you can shout, weep when you weep, sit when you have to sit, walk when you have to walk. But God, if He ever gives you a time where you feel like shouting again, why don't you just rear back and say, well, praise God. We're all better now, Lord. What drives me crazy is we're sitting in this place right here today. And there's some people that are sitting in these very pews. right here today. And you've rejected God because you're afraid of what He's trying to do in your life. You're afraid of what He's got going on. You're afraid to surrender, one, your soul. And there's some Christians in here, you're afraid to surrender your life. You're like, Lord, I got this great plan for my life. I'm going to do this, 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 and this. And God's over here pulling and tugging at you, trying to get you to go another way. And you're sitting there going, God, I don't know if I want to go that way. I don't know if I can trust you in that way. I don't know if I can believe in God. We're just grasshoppers. Hall family, come on. Listen, we're just grasshoppers. We're just little bitty things. This world is a big old world, and it's tough, and it's mean, and it's powerful, and it'll just run over us. God said, that's just the walls talking. That's just the walls talking to you. God didn't need, He didn't need 7 days. He didn't need 7 minutes. He didn't need spies. What He needed from the very beginning is what Rahab gave Him, His obedience. What the two spies gave Him, obedience. Otherwise, you'll be sitting here again for a while going around and around, up and down in life, in some really dry places. Wouldn't it be good for you to finally just say, you know what, God? Your plan scares me to death. Your salvation scares me to death. But you know what? I'd rather have it and have the peace and the joy and the happiness than having what I have right now. Listen, I'm trying to rescue you by the Word of God right now because your world's about to fall apart. Your world's about to fall apart. See, Rahab done this. The walls of her life are about to fall down, and God saved her right before that happened. God's trying to save you before the rest of your life falls apart. Don't let it fall apart without Jesus. You'll be surprised. God will restore the walls and restore the places in your life that you never thought He could build back. Chris, you could say that, right? You never thought, well, golly, God's going to have me doing a lot of cool things. You couldn't even see that far ahead. It's pretty good when you step on out there, ain't it, Chris? As they sing a song, if God's blessed your heart, if He's speaking to you, if you just want to surrender to God, if you just want to get saved this morning, this altar call's for you.